the inadequate facilities and existing Garda station in Tobacurry, which has 10 Gardaí and 2 sergeants located in what I would call a very, very not a small building, not really fit for purpose, which doesn't have wheelchair access. And I'm calling on Sligo County Council to support my motion, calling on the CEO of the OPW, Mr. Maurice Buckley, and the ministers who were previous tenants of this state, which is a former state-occupied building adjacent to Tobacurry Garda station. This building has now come up for sale, and I'm calling on the council and the OPW to engage in negotiations to acquire this property for the state to be used as the new Garda station for the Tobacurry region, which is an extremely busy Garda region. It's the third busiest in the Sligo Leitrim division, and Tobacurry is the second largest town outside Sligo town. And I believe that this is a unique opportunity to acquire a cost-effective, ready-to-go building, and it will meet all the requirements of the state. And I have been in contact myself with the Minister for Justice and Equality, Charlie Flanagan, TD, and CEO of OPW and Minister of the OPW, Kevin Boxer-Morn, who deals directly with acquiring sites for the state. So I believe that this, you know, the personnel, the Garda personnel do an excellent job in the Tobacurry region, and I believe they should be fully supported with the purchase of this building, which I believe would be an ideal location.
I know it's all down to money, but do you think that the significant investment that's being made in Sligo Garda station as the headquarters there will work against any such calls for more investment in Tobacurry, I suppose?
Yes, well, as somebody who has served on the Sligo Joint Policing Committee since 2009, I see at first hand the great work that the Gardaí and Sligo carry out, and I believe they need to be supported by, first of all, adequate resources and adequate accommodation. I have visited the station in Tobacurry myself, and it's very small. It's not fit for 12 serving members of the force, and I believe that they need to be supported with adequate facilities. Rural policing and policing nowadays is a very difficult job, and they need all the support they can get. And I believe that this building, with its location near the centre of Tobacurry, near access to the N17, that it is an ideal location, and it's a ready-to-go building, and I believe it should meet all the requirements that the Gardaí in Tobacurry have, because where they are at the moment is not, I believe, and having met serving members of the force, I believe that it is not adequate, the building they're in at the moment.